Your order's up. Back to the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour. Live from Norwalk, WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
So don't worry, the mayor's just getting her. Oh, you're good. No, you're. This is what's great about doing radio in the diner, Mayor. Are you kidding me? Listen, I don't know if it was on your bingo card for when you were going to enter office that you would then do a radio show in a diner. But here she is. And I'm so excited because we have talked on the air, certainly. I know my morning reporter, John, has talked to you, especially when we have snow days. But you are now sitting in front of me, Mayor Barbara Smith. How are you?
I'm excellent, Melissa. It's so good to be here with you.
This is radio in person. Wait a minute. I don't feel that bad at all because my program director, Alan, told me that you used to work in radio, specifically at Fox, where we used to. We now took over that FM signal.
This is true. So I did used to work at the Fox. Prior to that, though, I was the midday air personality and program or music director at 98Q in Danbury.
That's so hysterical.
Yeah.
So you're like, I
Long
get it. You're like,
radio.
Oh, it's going. Yeah. It's fine. I'm going to take my earrings off. I know what's going on. How funny. Alan saw you at an event and he's like, wait, that's the mayor? And wait, we used to work together in some capacity at the, and now WICC has acquired the Fox. And so here we are.
Yeah.
You're like, it's a full circle moment right now.
It sure is.
I love it.
I love it.
How is the job going, Mayor Smith?
Well, it's a tough job. There's no question about it. But I was prepared, you know, and I have, you know, just going to my radio background, right? Those are communication skills that I honed over many, many years. So I have that, and I have my teaching experience, which I have to say probably most prepared me for this role.
Mm.
Obviously, my time on the council is a major factor in what prepared me. But I taught middle school and high school. Right here in Norwalk.
How in the world do you have no wrinkles? That's incredible. I don't know how you need to give me your secret.
It's
That's amazing.
Genes. It's for my parents.
Well,
I got the genes.
Thanks, Mom and Dad. It worked out really nicely. You did middle and high school?
Yes.
Wow. God bless you. That's wow.
And you can imagine, you have, especially in middle school, where you have, you know, kids coming from all different backgrounds.
Totally.
With multiple and sometimes conflicting needs. And, you know, managing all that in one classroom, it really extends itself out to managing the city and caring about the people. And, you know, doing the very best I can to meet the needs and the wants of our residents.
Oh,
and then, of course, you have the, you know, from the administration level, right? It's like, you know, one thing gets piled on top of, you know, one after another after another. So there's a great weight to it as well. It's a very, very serious job.
Yeah.
And so all of that combined really, I think, helped prepare me for this.
Well, I mean, I think it's been very exciting, certainly, and I know every city in town right now is kind of getting to those final stages of budgets, all of that. How is Norwalk looking?
Well, we are just about there.
Yeah.
And in fact, tonight is the final vote on the operating budget. We have set behind us the capital budget. But, you know, it's been really tough this year. We were hit with some real difficult challenges. One was a 14% increase in our health care, and everyone's feeling that, right?
Yeah.
And so there was that. We also, here in Norwalk, had 6 collective bargaining agreements signed all at the same time last year. And while we had prepared for some of it, we really, you know,
you don't know till you're in it.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. So we've had some really, really serious challenges. And, you know, you're probably aware of the really difficult budget season we had last year. There was a lot of anger, a lot of emotion. Mm. And for me, as a teacher, as a mom and grandmother, I really felt that what I needed to do is just heal us from last year. So, you know, we made some decisions to really help our schools, and it's definitely, you know, created some challenges for us moving forward, but I just felt it was the right thing to do.
Mm.
And so we're just going to really dig in over the next year and look at where we can find savings and not face the same kind of challenges next year.
And I do know, and again, it was sort of, I kind of called it a Band-Aid on something that needs surgery to some degree, but the state did a lot money towards both municipality aid and to school education aid.
Mm-hmm.
How did Norwalk fare with that?
We did We did well. In fact, better than we had expected.
Really?
So we were expecting possibly, we had our fingers crossed, for about 1.1 million, and it came in just over 1.9 million.
I saw, yeah.
Yeah, so that's helpful. But I think, you know, we need to see that sustained.
Right. That's where I said Band-Aid on something with surgery.
Yeah, so we need to see that year after year. And also, you know, I think that for the cities, particularly, we really, really need more help with special education funding. There's a lot of talk about the ECS funding, and yes, of course, I would love for us to see more, but it's a formula. It's a formula.
We also spend an awful lot of money shipping kids out for special ed, and if we could save on those costs a little bit more, you know, then the need would I think be addressed a little bit better financially. Certainly.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think the district has done a very good job of working to address that and make sure that we're providing services here in Norwalk for our kids, so that we don't have to pay those really high prices. And there's a lot of price gouging with with those schools that they've just really taken advantage of a mental health crisis and a special education crisis that our kids and families are dealing with and our budgets are dealing with, right? But, you know, they don't seem to care. So hopefully that's something that can be addressed at a different level, because I think some of those tuitions were in the $70,000 and $90,000 range annually, and now they're up over $200,000. It's ridiculous. Mm. So, you know, that's something that needs to be curbed as well.
Is there anything else that you are super focused on? Again, we're only not even a year into you being the mayor of Norwalk.
Four months.
Yeah, you're like, but who's counting, right? I mean, and it's come with a lot of challenges, certainly, that are out of your control, quite frankly. Yes. But what would you say you're focused on, you know, within this next year or in the near future for Norwalk?
Increasing revenue. Absolutely. And I think that that's probably number one. So supporting our small businesses, and, you know, we've really increased our support of small businesses, and they're doing much better. But I think, you know, finding the balance, the great balance between, you know, supporting the small businesses, bringing in the larger businesses that help increase the tax base, and looking at other areas where we can increase revenue. One of the things that I'm focused on is improving enforcement, and that's, you know, blight and zoning, as well as, you know, something that's really been in the news a lot is snow removal enforcement. So those are some things that I'm focusing on, and they take a little time to get up and running. It's small increases in revenue, and we don't want to, you know, be extremely punitive for people who are really trying to you know, do the right thing. But we have to hold people accountable as well. So those are some areas. But I think, you know, we just
but a lot of small
really
changes can make a big difference.
They do.
Yeah,
they do.
Yeah, I think so.
It's finding the right balance.
Yeah. Well, Mayor Barbara Smith, it has been such a pleasure to finally meet you in person. But also, I again want to thank you for always being available to us on the morning show for WACC and Echo. My morning reporter was like, make sure you tell the mayor she has been amazing. So
thank you.
No,
yeah,
really.
I've certainly, you know, met with a lot of your staff, and it's been a lot of fun. I love radio people.
Yeah, well, we love you back. Mayor Barbara Smith, thank you so much.
Have a great day.
Yes, you too. We are going to be right back. Stop number two right here on the Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour. Thanks to Brown Roofing again. We're going to be right back with more in the next hour.